Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I don't think that there was actually anything there that's worthwhile. We'll see what they come up with. You know, if they did, it'll be interesting, especially since they precluded me from actually watching what they did. But at this point, I don't necessarily think that they would even go to the extent of trying to plant information. I think they just make stuff up and, you know, come up with whatever they want. And that's the way that they will have to proceed in order to actually try to indict the president, because they don't have anything. There's just nothing there. Shout the bell.
Stacey Washington joining us right now. It was great to have her on. Stacey, how are you?
Wow, I'm still reeling. I was yelling about it last night on SiriusXM. This
yes.
is a kind of an amazing thing to see a former president have his home raided and his wife's wardrobe ransacked over some archived records, which he could easily, and I think has, delineated as unclassified, and decided that they're not a part of what needs to be done here. I remember the Clintons
yeah.
leaving the White House with $200,000 worth of antiques and collectibles that belonged to the American people, many of which were never returned, and no one raided their home. Now, of course, Democrats will say this is because President Trump is already a criminal, but what they're doing is the classic, so how long have you been beating your wife? How long have you been killing and kicking puppies? How long have you been kidnapping children? It's not a question that allows you to answer and defend yourself. It's an assumption of your guilt and an announcement and slandering of your character. So President Trump is the most feared man in this entire planet. Democrats fear him so much they'd rather criminalize him than allow him to retake the presidency in 2024. And all they've done is galvanize conservatives. And so, Mark, I got something in my email box this morning about how Democrats are much more likely in 2022 to be active in organizations, helping candidates, donating to causes, attending rallies. Conservatives are much more likely to vote and to work on local school board elections. We need to add a few more things to our repertoire. It's not enough to just talk about voting or to plan to vote. We have to be donating to candidates, finding people who are talented and convincing them to run for office, and supporting those people all the way through their campaigns. We have to get involved with donations, actually attending meetings to help candidates, and actually propelling people forward as opposed to only voting. And voting is very important, so I'm not minimizing it, but it's not all we can do.
No, I couldn't agree more. Last night you had Jim Jordan on, correct? Congressman from Ohio, he's been strong on this as well, demanding answers from Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray.
Yeah, it was actually the day of the raid. He came on that evening.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about just the idea that we've entered a new it's a new era in America where we've seen criminality on the Democrat side in multiple presidencies, and not one Republican has ever executed on the desire of the grassroots to have those people investigated and prosecuted for their wrongdoing, because the office of the presidency is held sacrosanct. And what we do in America is we say, well, we're the political opponent. If the DOJ on its own was to find something that was so strong that would go forward, then that would be something. But with President Trump, we've seen Eric Holder and the Obama administration. Eric Holder was on SiriusXM on Joe Madison's show the week before the raid on Thursday. Last Thursday, he was on there talking about the fact that President Donald Trump would be indicted for his wrongdoing. The Democrats want to take him out of operation and stop him from influencing elections with his proliferation, 97% success rate of endorsing candidates. But this is worse than just stopping him from doing his political activities. This is making it so that in our country, in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, and I've been all over the world and I know, they want to make this country like the tin pot dictatorship of North Korea or Cuba or Venezuela, places where being on the wrong side of a political issue can get you jailed, thrown in a gulag, memory hold, and everyone around you persecuted. That's what they want to do here in America. And it's time for us as the American people to rise up and stop these Democrats. They've always been morons, but this is worse than that. This is criminal.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Stacey on the right, our guest right now. And, you know, speaking of why they want to go after Donald Trump. So this is the CNN lead sentence this morning about the primaries last night. Donald Trump once again showcased his control over the GOP primaries because, of course, he had a big victory in Wisconsin. Jamie Herrera Butler, whatever, she got voted out in her primary. One of the 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. That's why they were afraid of him. But what they don't understand is that it's not him showcasing his control. It's the fact that the people support his ideas and his policies.
Yeah, and he's not forcing anybody to vote for these candidates. The candidates themselves, I've had so many of them on. I know you have too, Mark. What I am constantly dazzled by is how sharp these people are. So when they get the Trump endorsement, it's not that that propels them forward. It's that they were already amazing. All he does is shine a spotlight on them and say, check this person out. You go to their websites. They're well done. They cover the issues. You have them on the radio. Their comms ready. They have their marketing 101 and their campaign 101 100% complete. These people, and some of them, they're like babies. They're like in their 20s. They're the youngest this, the youngest that. They've already worked in the White House. They've already worked in all of these wonderful fields. Children of business owners who've grown up behind a counter in their town. These are wonderful people. So it's not that Donald Trump is controlling the Republican Party. It's that he is the de facto head of the Republican Party as the last sitting president. And he is going to be the president again in 2024. And they hate that and they're afraid of it. And I don't know why. He had the border closed. We had record low inflation, record low unemployment, highest median household income for a family of four, 69.5, highest jump in median household income for a family of four Black people. We had the biggest jump. This was a record-setting, record-breaking, world-dominating presidency with a booming economy and peace in the Middle East, peace on our shores, low terrorism attacks. We were doing it. And they want to take that away from us. They have. They've taken it. Biden can't put a jacket on. So now what we're going to do is we're going to have to power through November, barrel through these people in 2024 so we can get our freedom and our prosperity back, because they literally don't want us eating meat, Mark. I mean, I just can't take this. I'm like, why can't we just have our own things? Like, if you don't want to eat meat, if you like bugs, just eat it yourself. Why do you want us to eat it? Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Because you're destroying the climate when you do that, right? Because it causes
gas. Well, apparently, those cute cows, and they're so cute and also so tasty. They're bad? I don't think so. I don't think so, Mark. No.
It's classic. At least we have something to laugh about, Stacey, because now I don't know what's going to happen in I know what's going to happen in St. Louis County. Sam Page is going to get reelected, and that's pathetic.
That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I'll say, this is what I'll say on your radio air, because I don't want to, I can't make myself an enemy, but I'll just say this. Michelle and you and Rod and I, we need to go. I'm not a big drinker, but I might be on the night we discuss this topic. That's my promise to you. We'll have to get together and talk it out, not on the radio. But I'll tell you what, if you're a conservative and you're not laughing right now, you're allowing the Democrats to win. If you don't do anything else, keep a smile on your face, look amazing, smell fantastic, do your work to the best of your ability, take care of your family, because we will get through this. Yeah. They may be in charge right now, but that's a temporary situation. And I won't allow any Democrat or any person really to take my joy. This is the only life I've got. I only get today once. I'm going to live it. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to make someone else laugh. I'm going to have a good time. And then I'm going to go on to the next day. That was Phyllis Schlafly's thing. She'd finish work in the morning at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. at 90. She would tell her interns who were in their 20s and sitting there bleary-eyed, they'd finish a project and the interns would want to go home, and she'd say, "Oh, we're not gonna go on to the next." Well, on to the next. She'd let them go home, but at 8 o'clock the same day, they'd be back at work because she was a powerhouse and she got a lot done. She enjoyed her life immensely. One of the greatest women to ever work in politics and homemaking and influencing, the original influencer. And so I take that mantra that she lived by, and it's mine as well. On to the next. These Democrats have been shown in Virginia, in places in Texas, and even in San Francisco, where that Soros prosecutor was recalled, that there is a tipping point, that the American people will put a stop to your nonsense if you go too far. And that first tipping point for us as a nation, again, is November. Sam Page may survive, but others across the country will be shown the door, and we will continue to work on getting rid of him and sending him back to the private sector, to anesthesiology, where he belongs. It will happen. It'll take longer this time, but it'll happen.
Well said. Stacey, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
You bet. Yep. Listen to Stacey on the right, of course, there in Sirius XM Patriot. She's on there in the evening. So tune in and check that out. Good stuff. Yeah, I was golfing yesterday. And I heard what may be my new go-to mantra for people, because we were getting ready to tee off and we were debating whether or not we should try to make this particular shot. And my friend John said, "You didn't drive all this way to lay up." So in other words, go for it. Let's get it done this fall. I love that. Love that advice. You didn't drive all this way to lay up. You just got one shot at it. All right, 314-241-9797. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.